grandmother. Marriage, money, a position. Don't you see these things are unimportant? He's a poet, and he has a beautiful soul.
What are you talking about? Look at me. I never had any sort of education. I make $18,000 a year.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Beautiful souls since 1937.
Hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM on Vancouver, British Columbia, unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Alex.
I'm Yasmin.
Welcome to our first fill-in show, where we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. That was Blue Hawaii, Free at Last, from their new album, Tenderness.
Where are they from, Alex?
They're from Montreal.
Where are you from, Alex?
I'm from Montreal.
Actually, were you born in Montreal?
I was born in Montreal.
So you're like actually from...
Yes, that's where I'm from. Anyways, so today's show, we're going to be playing a lot of Blue Hawaii, and then we'll be talking about Blue Hawaii's cover art, and then we'll be talking about some interesting topics.
Sort of like the album concept itself. Like, it is all inspired by the album, Tenderness, which released when? It was, like, very recent, right?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago. I saw a show at Celebrities Underground last weekend. We're going to talk about that as well. We're just going to have some fun tonight. Yeah.
If you say that too much, it'll start to sound creepy.
This is not supposed to be creepy. This is supposed to be...
Anything's creepy after, like, 9 p.m. This is a fact. It becomes, like, a fraction creepier. There's, like, a little bit of a... You know, it gets progressively creepier between, like, 9 and 6, and then it resets every morning. That's my theory. It's my hypothesis.
That is Yasmin's theory. So just wait a couple moments more. We're going to play two more songs for you, and then you'll hear more about... Yasmin's theory.
No, you won't. It's the entire theory.
This is No One Like You by Blue Hawaii.
Thank you. Arrived with a younger heart. I was ready to dive in. You with an older start. Reserved. Realistic. Made sure you always came. Wanted you to want me. Ignoring the growing pain of this arm candy game. I left with wet pink cheeks. I got on a plane, looked in the window's light. Had I said what I wanted to say? I prayed like a little bitch on the couch in the living room. Told me like a heavy stone. Said you better walk alone. Said you better walk alone. Why'd it turn out like?
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Yasmeen.
And I'm Alex.
A little bit delayed. We're sleepy. No, we're not. Are you sleepy?
Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy. Long weekend, a lot of fun things happening.
It was a regular weekend.
Long weekend for me, I guess.
So you just heard No One Like You and Younger Heart by Blue Hawaii. And you, last weekend, not this weekend, went and saw them in person, didn't you?
I did, yeah, at Celebrities Underground.
That sounds very cool and hip.
It was, yeah. It was it was a lot of fun. The only problem was that their monitors were really messed up. And
oh, for the performers?
Yeah, so she could not hear herself singing. Yeah. So basically, they were just in the dark, and the sound technician just could not get his things together. And is it late enough that I can swear? Or
well, let's just say he didn't get his poop in a group.
But yeah,
keep it PG.
But the main singer of Blue Hawaii, Ra, she was like, peace the F out, and she got really pissed off at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, but it's not like they refused to, like, perform or anything.
They went into a DJ set instead. So, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, he started playing some beats, and
wait, so they just started playing someone else's stuff?
Well, yeah, he's doing his own thing.
Because she was, like, fed up with the monitors?
Yeah, and then
she's
doing some ad-lib singing as well. Yeah, no, it was...
interesting.
Yeah. It was a good show. Very good show, though.
But did they play through their whole set? Now I'm concerned that you didn't get the full Blue Hawaii experience.
They did not play through the whole set.
No!
That's okay. We're listening to it now, so I'm just as excited listening to it.
You say with tears in your eyes.
I'm actually crying right now.
No, but that does suck that it's just like a technical...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I guess.
It was still worth the experience?
It was still worth the experience.
Where was it?
Celebrities Underground.
No, but like where? Where? That's not a location, is it? Is it an actual place that's
called
that? Yeah,
it's a club.
Clearly, I'm not cool enough to know about these things.
It's on Davie Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to get into more Blue Hawaii right now. We are going to play Versus Game right now.
Close your eyes. How many
Hello, everyone. We're back. You were just listening to Do You Need Me by Blue Hawaii, and before that was Make Love Stay and Versus Game off their new album, Tenderness.
That was really good, yeah. I enjoyed it. Did you?
Yeah, I actually really liked the vibes of the song because we were leading up to this fill-in show, and I was like, oh, I better listen to the album. I was like walking around campus and listening to it. That first song has really stuck in my head, probably just because it's like the first song of the album. What's the name of it?
Free at Last.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very catchy. It really grows on you, like you said. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, this is kind of strange, like sonically. I don't know. It just sounded like different than the usual stuff I'd listen to, I guess. And then it became like my walking empowerment jam. Do you have those songs that make you feel like I'm a badass, like in a movie?
Absolutely. Yes.
Is that one of these the songs for you? Or?
Yeah, I've been listening to it a lot, but there's some other things out there that also make me feel really badass.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't think of anything right now, but yeah.
I guess I feel like you probably listen to more music than me because I'm like lame and I get into like a comfortable zone of like, these are the songs that I listen to. And I feel like you are like constantly consuming the songs, like just inhaling new music. So yeah, probably just like pick the new song off the album that makes you feel cool. That's what I imagine. But this song for this week was my thing. Anyways, let's take a look.
Cool. Glad you enjoyed it. So we're going to be looking at some cover art right now from the album Tenderness, and we're going to try to paint a picture in your mind as best as we can.
Or you could Google it, you know, if you have access to that. But if you're listening to us, you know, unfortunately, we can't convey the visuals with our voices.
It's fun. It's fun for us. It's fun for you.
All right. Let's begin.
Yeah. So let's start with the fact that there's a lot of pink colors.
Right. But also it's like framed by this like creamish white color in the background, right? It's sort of like, what do you even call this? What are they called? The Polaroid picture sort of framing? It's not exactly like a Polaroid, but it has like those borders.
Yeah, you're right. It does have a bit of a vintage feel to it.
Yes.
So the setting is we have Raphael, the female singer, on the left. And then we have Alex, who is the producer, DJ guy, on the right. And they're both on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Very tender.
Very super tender.
And then underneath, in all lowercase, tenderness.
Tenderness. They're just sitting on a couch. She's faced away from him. He's also just kind of faced away from her. And they're just really disinterested in each other, even though...
And the glow of the phones cast upon their face.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, they're like, they work together, so they shouldn't be disinterested in each other. Fun
fact. Do you think this is a commentary at all about their time together, though? Because this was about her more recent breakup, I thought.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
their second album, Untogether, was about their breakup because they dated and then they make music together, which is very mature.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it didn't like make everything fall apart just because of that.
Yeah, because they get to keep making music. We get to keep hearing it. It's really awesome. But yeah, so...
The irony of the album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's just this tenderness at the bottom, and it doesn't really fit the picture. And Yasmin and I, we were looking through a couple topics about this album.
Yeah, it is very topical. Like, it has a lot of stuff to discuss. Well, clearly, like, they're making a commentary on, you know, love in the digital age.
Digital age, yeah. Instant messaging. What do you think of a relationship through instant messaging? So this is a big question.
What do you mean? Like, if you've never seen each other before and, like, you just meet through the internet only?
Potentially, yes.
And it's, like, this long distance, like, oh, hey, where are you from? And it's, like, halfway across the world. And it's, like, oh, yeah. Let's pursue a relationship now. Well, it does work out. Like, there are success stories. And I think in the broader term, like, not just romantic relationships, but relationships in general, I think technology is nice because when you're far away, you can keep in touch with people and not, you know, do snail mail or pigeon mail or whatever it was back in the day. And, you know, it's nice, like, me being away from home to just, like, text my mom, who is, like, literally an ocean away, as opposed to being like, oh, goodbye now. I'll never see you again for, like, 4 years of university and everything. But for romantic relationships, that's rough, especially initiating something with, like, some, I don't know. I feel like that would be really difficult, but I know that it does happen.
It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there was a Pew study, apparently, of Americans, because obviously everyone wants to research about this new topic, right? Everyone has something to say about digital dating and how it's either like the apocalypse or gonna save romance. I don't hear that one as much though. And they found that like 88% of people in like committed relationships or married, these are Americans, they met their spouses offline, so it wasn't through digital messaging kind of thing. So I don't know. Do you think, what is the goal of like Tinder and stuff though? Like, is it looking for committed relationships? Are people generally going on there to look for that? Or is that what they're marketing towards?
I can't answer for everyone else out there, but
of people you know.
Of people I know. So I have used Tinder before. I'm just gonna be honest here. We're on air. No secrets.
Confessions.
Yeah, I have used Tinder before. That was a couple years ago. And I don't know. I wasn't just using it to make love.
Meet and make love. We'll call it that.
Yeah. So I was using it more to meet people. But that, I feel like, is not really the concept of what it, I don't know, Tinder stands for.
Mm-hmm. With its little flame. Like, okay.
Yeah.
See what you're getting at, Tinder. Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure how I feel about online dating. I mean, everyone else, not everyone else, but there's a lot of people out there doing it, and it's cool. It's fun, but it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the people that I know who have, like, attempted it sort of do it, like, joking. It's almost like a joke, honestly, for most of the people that I know who go into it. Like, they're not really expecting anything serious to come out of it at all.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like it's asking the wrong question to be like, oh, does online dating like lead to committed really? I don't know. But because there's a difference between like those meeting apps where like the goal is to like meet in person, but like for short dalliances sort of a thing, or for like casual dates, versus like long distance, we've never seen each other before, but like I want a relationship with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's like PewDiePie and Marzia, right? On YouTube. They met entirely like offline. Like they were dating before seeing each other for like a year or something. I forget.
So they were messaging each other.
Yeah, I think they were hooked up like through a friend. They were like, oh, I don't know. I forget who it was. I think it was maybe Marzia's friend. I'm entirely making up the story. You can find it on the internet because their lives are basically entirely documented off online. But they were introduced through a friend, and then their initial dating happened online exclusively for a while.
That's
and they
nuts.
Were like a very committed relationship. And then he flew over to Italy, I think it was at the time. And then they met up. And then now they've been together for I don't even know how many years, and they're really cute. So there you go.
That is interesting. You did say PewDiePie, though.
PewDiePie, yeah. Felix.
Definitely off top. I feel like he said something racist not too long ago online.
Oh, he's going through a bit of a phase where, because he's the biggest channel, he's doing like these joke things. If you actually like look at his stuff, he apologizes for most of that, but it's mostly taken out of context. But he's totally like purposefully just like pooping all over like censorship and YouTube being a butt. But anyways, this is an entirely
okay,
different.
Yeah, well,
we drifted a little bit, but many things to say.
Drifted. We have drifted.
We've drifted. Back
yeah,
on topic.
Back
I mean,
on
that worked out for them, clearly. But again, that was them meeting through like people who already knew them as people in real life. So it wasn't just random
right.
online dating.
But to feel like you're really part of something for a year, was it a year?
It was a while, yeah.
And just to be, every day you wake up, you send that person a message. For me, I just can't like feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just my...
Yeah, it's harder for me to imagine it initially starting off online and then transitioning into meeting if it was like we meet and then life circumstances and then, oh no, we
right.
need to keep in touch.
Right,
but,
okay.
Yeah, different things. That's not Tinder. I feel okay. like that's not what Tinder's pretending to do.
No. Anyways, we're going to move on to our next topic or our next cover art. We're going to be playing some music from Tala Bowman. They're a DJ duo from Europe, from Sweden, and from Spain. So their new album is called The Nightland. And how do you describe this cover art?
Well, it looks like sort of, I don't know, just very silhouetted, almost like cave drawing.
Yeah, there's
outlines of people, but then it's also like red and green, so it makes me feel like it's Christmas. That's clearly not what they're going for, but I just laugh because anytime I see red and green being used seriously, I'm just like, haha, Christmas.
So that's how you see the Nightland. That's interesting.
The Nightland is not Christmas to me. I just look at the red and green and I'm like, this is a poor design choice. Okay.
So the Nightland in my mind is I see these two silhouetted figures sitting on some remote island by a fire.
I feel those vibes.
Then there's the music that's going to come on. And for some reason, I see them battling in some weird way.
But they're facing opposite directions. I don't know. Maybe they're both searching, going through their own, like, Nightlands, you know. Maybe they're fighting their own demons, Alex. You never know.
Wow, that's...
It's deep.
That's heavy.
That's what happens after 9:30 p.m.
We will be playing some more music for you right now. We'll be playing Tala Bowman, and we'll be playing Loser's Hymn for you right now.
don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Yes.
Have you heard of The Scorder?
Yes.
That salty magazine from CITR 101.9 FM?
Yes.
Pick up your copy of this month's issue at Red Cat Records, Budgie's Burritos, the VPL, or at any of our other 132 distribution locations. This issue features Aura Kogan,
Holy Hum,
Van City Queens,
Good Night Out,
and Sawdust Collector.
Plus reviews of local artists, shows, and other creative endeavors.
All in one Salty F publication.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, we're back. Just to clear things up, we Googled the PewDiePie thing. Yeah, he made a boo-boo. And then he apologized, as usual. That's normally what he ends up doing when he gets into trouble, but I don't know. Does he mean well? Are apologies enough? These are questions for another day.
No worries. That was Loser's Hymn. That was by Tal Bowman.
Yes. Okay, the fact that it's instrumental really feels Nightland-y. If it's like a psychological exploration, I feel that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, were you feeling the whole on an island beach thing with the fire?
On a metaphorical island where I'm alone exploring my inner psyche, perhaps? I didn't feel like, you know, tropical breeze and the ocean, but
not necessarily tropical. I don't know. I wasn't going for tropical.
More like an island of like solipsism where you're alone and all you can know is yourself. Philosophy, you know.
Yeah.
Those things.
Those kinds of things.
Well, that's all that we have pretty much for the day as we run into 10 o'clock. I was going to say it's the witching hour. It's not. The witching hour is like either midnight or 3. But what's the next song that we have? How do you pronounce that?
Dins El Iliet? It's Catalan, I'm pretty sure. He's from Barcelona.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. I apologize.
No worries.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been Yasmin.
And I'm Alex.
With our fill-in show. Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a great night.